Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where we're joined by Steve Lowrett and Peter Higgins from ShareTalk. ShareTalk, we've had Alex McKinley come on as a representative of that fine organisation. What's the difference between ShareTalk and any other private investor portal? What do you think is the USP?
The USP of ShareTalk essentially is that we're working directly for the private investor. So we go out of our way to find and see the CFOs, CEOs of the companies, interview them and get down to the minutiae of what these companies are doing and broadcast that and send that out to private individuals. And we also go out and put events together so that the private investor can look into the eye of these CEOs and CFOs and ask them questions directly. As well as that, we sometimes go and get questions from the private individuals, yeah, and take those to the CFOs and CEOs. And when we interview them, they ask them directly the questions that the private individuals said, look, can ShareTalk ask this question? Because I don't really understand this segment of what they've said in this RNS. When we do an RNS interview with the CEO, we ask that question that that private individual asked. That's why we're different.
And I mean, is it all one way? Because I mean, there are obviously there are lots of investor relations companies where they're just designed to puff up companies. It's a one-way street. Just everybody's wonderful, you know. Company A, Company B, Company C. Are there some companies that you meet and you think, well, actually, I'm not quite sure about this one.
Yeah.
We're not going to cover it, or we're not going to talk about it, or is there light and shade, or is it all just shining in the garden?
No. There's a lot of companies that have approached us. We're up to, I think it's next week, we'll have 1 year anniversary of ShareTalk being from concept to running. And there's lots of companies that have come to us and said, oh, we'd like to work with you, and we've gone, do a bit of due diligence on the company, and we've chosen not to work with them.
Right, but so now, there is a week, sorting out the wheat from the chaff, which is obviously what it's all about, because we know there are more companies that an individual person can invest in, so it's a matter of sorting out that, and people obviously don't have enough time, they're not enough hours in the day for an average person who's working for a living to do that.
Yeah, we have a duty of care with the information that we share with individuals, so we do due diligence on the companies, and we decide which companies we're going to work with and not. And equally, there's certain RNSs that come out, and we look at it, we go, we're not even going to touch that or report on that because we don't have nothing to do with that company.
Right, and are you investors yourself? I mean, how does that work? You know, is that your day job or your? I mean, how does it fit into your lifestyle?
Well, I'm a full-time investor. Have been for now 8 years. I go under the ticker symbol of Conquest3 on Twitter. And I'm a full-time investor, and this is just, ShareTalk is something as a cooperative between, I'd say, 6.5 individuals that work on that basis. So we all put in additional time.
Six and a half?
Yeah.
There's one individual. Alex McKinney's half, isn't it?
There's one individual that actually doesn't do very much, so I always
call
him.
All right, okay, yeah.
He knows who he is.
Okay.
I won't say the name on Tip TV. Okay. So we all have our own full-time jobs, and ShareTalk is something else that we do, and we're developing into a business, and eventually we'll have some additional people in 2017 that would be working full-time on ShareTalk. But it's just an embryonic thing that's grown naturally.
Right, and so it's designed to succeed in terms of, well, hopefully the strike rate as far as the companies that you identify, let's say, you put forward, so well, if we think this is a good company, or then people decide themselves. I mean, it's an open thing.
Yeah, I mean, essentially we look at all the different companies. We decide which ones we'd like to work with. Now we've been growing for a year. Companies are approaching us to work with them. So we look at the company that we want to work with, and we do that. We're not about saying this is the best company or this is the bad company. We're all about giving out the information out there completely neutrally and letting the individual decide, do they want anything to do with this company? Did they want to purchase the shares of this company? Did they want to follow this company? And let them decide. That's the whole thing.
Right. I mean, I'd just like to ask you, Steve, the importance of social media, because I've known both of you really through social media first. And given what I know now, it would have been better if I'd just known you only on social media. But the situation is that it's such a big part of investing now, isn't it?
Definitely. There's been a shift over the last few years, and this is where ShareTalk as a brand are moving into the sector, where there's groups on social media, they want to be in touch with the CEOs and the CFOs of the companies, and we're just acting as that middleman. Social media now has got a massive voice, a lot of information can be passed between individuals readily and freely, with links there to back up any factual information that's there. And that's what we're doing. We're adding all of the small pieces from the PIs, getting them to ask the questions, and then we're putting them forward to the CEOs of the companies that matter to them.
Right, and do you think that overall social media has been a positive thing? Because obviously you have all the trolls, and I mean, I troll you all the time, don't I?
Yes,
I mean,
you do, Zach, I know. You know, I don't know. Always asking me questions.
But I mean, and just, yeah, just insulting you, basically. But
as well as that, yes.
But the, I mean, is it net positive?
There's net positive as long as people are willing to take on board any information from all sort of channels, if you like, disseminate what is fact from fiction and use any information out there to make a judgment based upon your own individual circumstances. People inherently within their sort of social media groups can be clicky. They can follow each other. What they're doing, 9 times out of 10, same as you said, they haven't got the time to go out there and research or analyse businesses or companies properly. So, and again, this is where we're fitting in with that. We're trying to be a voice for the people that want to lead their little groups, if you like. But we're not here to sort of pump or ramp stocks. We're here just to put out information and help people make a decision based upon the proper information.
Right. One of the ways of doing that, apart from the social media, are the events. I believe there's a very important event coming up in a few days' time. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, that, I'll let Steve speak more about that. We've got that on the 26th of this month, or a week and a bit away, up in Birmingham, of which you're hosting, Zach. We're very privileged to have you there.
Yes, it's going to be... I'm very excited about it, actually.
Very good. We've got some brilliant companies that are going to be there. We've got Regency Mining, we've got Macango, we've got Kola Gold and Metal Tiger. I'll just let Steve speak a bit more about it, about the various companies.
Yeah, practically speaking, background on the sort of mining sector, it's at an all-time low. We're just starting to see all of the commodity prices rising. So that's inherently where we're looking at the moment in relation to a lot of companies. So we thought it'd be best to put a lot of CEOs of differing companies into sort of one event, and we've got a lot more people coming along, hopefully. If you go onto the ShareTalk website and follow us on Twitter, we've got a list of people there that will be attending, and that list is going to be updated as we go along.
Right. And any particular reason why you chose the Midlands? Because I don't normally go north of Watford, as you can imagine.
There's a lot of shareholders spread around the country, and there's a lot of events held in London. A lot of companies are based in London. So we're branching out into different regions and different areas to get a lot more scope for people to actually visit CEOs, CFOs of companies, so they can interact with like-minded investors and get a broader picture of the market.
And, to caveat that as well, we've had a previous event up in Walsall. We've just moved across the way to Birmingham to do this event. And we're sponsored by Beaufort Securities. We've got London South East up there, and we're backed as well by St Bride's, who we've worked quite heavily with over the course of the year.
Right. Well, actually, it's not all bad news, because it means I can get away from the wife for a night.
Yeah, so, and it's going to be a fantastic event. We're going to have probably 100-plus attendees there. We've got some significant individual CEOs and CFOs coming, and a lot of the monies that we raise will be going towards a really good charity, the Bradley Charity. So, it's going to be a great night.
So it's the business and a serious side to it as well, or helping people as well.
That's essentially what ShareTalk is about, you know, doing as much as we can to help the private individuals. And if we see a cause, we'll back the cause as well. So there's a charity angle there, and we've done that in the past as well. We continue to do that.
Okay, well, don't forget that, November the 26th in Birmingham with the special ShareTalk extravaganza. But in the meantime, Steve Lowrett and Peter Higgins from ShareTalk, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Zach.
Cheers. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks.